When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, as we return here, Radio Row, but this news here just comes out, and I am curious how people are thinking right now. I'm curious how you are feeling about this situation where the Texans are. The Texans yesterday hire their new OC, Nick Caley. He was his NFL experience started with the Patriots. Was there at the same time. Obviously Tom Brady, obviously Bill Belichick, and then obviously Nick Caserio was there from 2015 to 2022, and then he moved on and became the tight ends coach, and then last year with the Rams, the tight ends coach, and then it was added he would be the tight ends coach and passing game coordinator, and now he has been brought in to be the offensive coordinator here. And I know you said this as we were leading into this, Clint, the offensive coordinator job may be just as important as whoever that line coach is going to be. Those two things may go into one because, obviously, as you said, to fix things, the OC has to get C.J. Stroud going better, but to get C.J. Stroud going better, the protection in the O-line has to improve.
The reality of it is it's all dependent upon the O-line, right? I mean, C.J. Stroud can go work as hard as he could possibly work, and the reality of it is if he is the most pressured quarterback in the league, the Texans aren't going to be very good. I shouldn't say that. They're not going to be very good, relatively speaking. They're going to be a playoff team. They're too talented not to be a playoff team. They're too talented not to win this division. They're going to do this no matter who's coaching or it doesn't matter. They're going to make that happen. But when you start bumping up against Baltimore and Buffalo and the Patriots and whoever the up and coming teams are, right? You start bumping them up against teams that are in the playoffs in any given year or consistently. Like, they're going to expose your offensive line. You're not going to be able to run the football effectively. You're not going to be able to protect your quarterback. And if you can't do those things, you're going to get exploited. They're going to pick on you, and it's going to be the reason that you lose games. And so, look, whether you're talking about Nick Caley doing his job or C.J. Stroud doing his job, their jobs are made exponentially more difficult than they already are if you've got an offensive line that can't protect, can't execute basic mechanics and techniques, can't communicate. I mean, think about all the problems that you had on the offensive line this year. Like, those problems have to be solved. They literally have to be solved for C.J. Stroud to be better and for Nick Caley to do his job. That's the reality of that situation. And if you think bringing the assistant offensive line coach on is the answer to that, then so be it. But there's conversations to be had about that. There's layers to all of these hires. Who's making the hires? Why are you settling on an assistant coach here? And it's, I think it makes for great conversation. Unfortunately, I'm just not, again, it's underwhelming on all fronts.
Text line coming through. I'm not excited about this news, but I believe that DeMeco and Nick have earned our trust. They turned around a 2-14 team, and DeMeco willingly fired his buddy Slowick. We need to trust them until proven wrong. I mean, listen, that is fairly your option and an opinion, right? I can see why you trust that. I don't know that the entire fan base trusts this. I will just simply say again, never in a million years did I think when this process occurred that you would have two first-timers as the OC and offensive line coach. I would have never thought that there would be rookies who have never had that role before.
But I push back on the trust the process stuff, because what has DeMeco Ryans or Nick Caserio, what have they done as it pertains to offensive football? What have you heard or what have you seen as it pertains to offensive football that puts you in a position where you say they've done a good job, or I will trust the process? Like, what have they done?
That's, I guess, year one. Year one under Slowick, I guess.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that's the best that they've.
So you trust DeMeco and Nick on that, but you don't trust Bobby Slowick on that.
When you asked, I just tried to give you the.
Yeah, the reality of it is again, we're talking about an offensive unit that every position on the offense, with the exception of the running back position, backslid from the previous year. There were unexcusable errors. Week in, week out. So much so to the fact that Dan Orlovsky's on national TV talking about the details with this offense are the problem. Not the quarterback or not the protection or not the receiver. No, the details across the board are the problem. Right? You got receivers running all over the place, right, apparently. Ben McDaniel's good. You trust that? Right? You got tight end. You got a tight end that can't bust himself out of a wet paper sack. You good with that? Right. I mean, you got an offensive line across the board that can't communicate and can't execute the basic blocking techniques and mechanics. Trust that? That's the O-line coach we chose. Okay. I mean, like
there are people here who believe he was in a situation potentially being kind of held back. In a situation where maybe Chris Strausser was the one or Bobby Slowick was the one.
Very possible.
Things.
Possible. Possible.
That's what the hope is. Because really,
and if somebody in that building comes out and tells me that, cool. I mean, then we'll agree. But I mean, you can't be on the outside looking in and go, boy, I just trust the process. When it's blatantly obvious, you can see. You just push all that stuff to the side. I guess that's tough. That's a tough pill for me to swallow.
Yeah. Again, as I said, I am. I never would have thought first timers would be.
Just think about it. Ron.
Somebody would be a vet. Somebody would do
back, something. You're back to back 10-game winner.
Yep.
You're back to back division round of the playoffs, and you've got. I mean, there is literally the next step is AFC Championship and Super Bowl, and these are the moves that are going to get you there.
We'll see.
Right. If we're just discussing the moves in a vacuum, it's hard to see that those are the moves that you think are going to get you there.
Yep.
Now, a lot of folks, I know I didn't hit on social media, but a lot of folks, you sit back and say, well, who's available? Well, that's a problem, too. You know, that's a big problem, too. You got yourself in a pickle with Bobby Slowick not working out, and now the response is, well, none of those guys are available. None of those other guys want to interview. These are the only options available. Well, that's a pickle that you got yourself in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting thing. I don't know. Maybe this is the thing. Maybe he did pick him. This does make me wonder, or give the lingering thought of, you know, how much impact or influence Nick Caley is having on selecting the staff and who he's going to be working with. We've already heard reported from Aaron Wilson that Gerard's going to be back as the quarterback coach. That was reported earlier today that he would be back as a quarterback's coach, and now, like this, it's a lot of the same.
Yeah.
The only thing at this moment, we'll see how this thing goes.
If you're going to hire Nick Caley, you should keep it the same, with the exception
really?
Of the off. Well, with the I mean, yeah, I mean, you're like keeping the like you've made like your the whole stance that has been made or statement that's been made when you hire Nick Caley is. We're doing everything we can in-house to keep the continuity, chemistry, and verbiage the same so that we can grow this thing instead of start over, right? The best way to do that is to bring in familiar faces. The best way to do that is the guys that were already in the building, keep them in place.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.